The Corps of Engineers proposed a combined program 6 years ago called the Navigation and Ecosystem Sustainability Program, or NESP. Since then, Brad Walker says restoration improvements have been held hostage by the Corps' $2 billion plan to improve river navigation. Walker is with the Isaac Walton League of America and authored the report released this week. He says NESP requires equal progress on both navigation and ecosystem projects. Meanwhile, the Corps' plan to build 7 new 1,200-foot locks to ease barge traffic has been under scrutiny for a decade. Why? Walker says they haven't proven the project is economically viable. One factor he points to is decreased traffic.
Barge traffic was flat from 1990 until 2003. Since 2003, it has fallen significantly on the Upper Mississippi River. The whole premise for the new locks is that there would be increasing traffic,
which Walker says there is no evidence to support. In fact, he says the new locks would likely result in a loss of 80 cents for every dollar doled out by taxpayers. That's why he and environmental advocates are asking that the lock construction be canceled and NESP divvied up into separate river restoration and navigation programs. Walker adds $100 million in funding authorized through NESP should be transferred to the existing Environmental Management Program. Barry Johnson works under the program as the river's long-term monitoring chief for the U.S. Geological Survey in La Crosse.
Because we thought that NESP was on the horizon, there were things within the current Environmental Management Program that we kind of decided not to do because we felt that they would be picked up under the new NESP program.
Things involving more water level management, among others. Johnson says there are up to 25 projects in the Environmental Management Program that could be expanded or initiated if they receive just a third of the funding authorized for NESP.
If that means that we don't necessarily abandon NESP, but that we instead try to work through the Environmental Management Program, we're certainly willing to do that.
Officials with the Army Corps of Engineers declined to comment about the report. However, the Corps released a written statement. It says the river's infrastructure must be modernized to maintain shipping, help support the nation's economy, and help the nation's producers to better compete in the global market. Kent Peeler agrees. Peeler is the CEO of Brennan Marine, a company providing service to barge operators in the port of La Crosse.
It's not just about the volume, it's about the efficiency of the system. Other countries are out improving their infrastructure so they can compete with us, so they can take away that market share. We're still operating on a system that was built in the Depression era.
Yet Walker with the Isaac Walton League maintains smaller, non-structural changes, including scheduling barge traffic or providing barge tows, would be less costly ways to relieve delays. The river's long-term monitoring chief, Barry Johnson, says either way, a balance must be struck between navigation and restoration of the Upper Miss. Whether that means moving forward with two separate programs to tackle river restoration and navigation issues remains to be seen. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.